This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden and top Democrats took time Friday to celebrate passage of his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package into law. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In a Rose Garden victory lap, the theme was clear from Congress's leaders.
Promise made, promise fulfilled.
Help is on the way.
Vice President Harris.
Help has arrived.
And the president.
Help is here.
Saying Americans will start seeing it this weekend in the form of $1,400 payments. But even as he celebrated, the president warned the devil is in the details. The nation now needs to see that its government knows what to do with the $1.9 trillion.
We have to get this right.
He'll hit the road next week to sell the plan's benefits in what the White House is calling the Help is on the Way tour. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization announced Friday it had granted an emergency use listing for the coronavirus vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson. The move means the one-dose shot can now theoretically be used as part of the international COVAX effort to distribute vaccines globally, including to developing countries with no supplies. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the WHO's Director General.
We hope that this new vaccine will help to narrow vaccine inequalities and not deepen them. The COVAX facility has booked 500 million doses of the J&J vaccine, and we look forward to receiving them as soon as possible.
The WHO has previously signed off on COVID-19 vaccines developed by Pfizer-BioNTech and AstraZeneca. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden and fellow leaders of the Indo-Pacific Alliance, known as the Quad, have announced a plan to expand coronavirus vaccine manufacturing capacity in India.
We're launching an ambitious new joint partnership that is going to boost vaccine manufacturing and for the global benefit and strengthen vaccinations to benefit the entire Indo-Pacific.
Meanwhile, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed the need for an inclusive Indo-Pacific.
That Quad has come of age. It will now remain an important pillar of stability in the region.
The push was announced at a virtual meeting Friday of the leaders of Australia, India, Japan, and the United States. It comes at a moment when the Biden administration is putting greater emphasis on the Indo-Pacific region in the face of growing economic competition from China. Each of the four nations has a complex, if not strained, relationship with Beijing. China has warned the United States to stop interfering in its affairs, including Hong Kong, on Friday, ahead of talks between diplomats from both countries, which Washington has said would be difficult. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Chinese diplomats will meet with U.S. officials in Alaska next week. On Thursday, the U.S. condemned the country's move to change Hong Kong's electoral system, further reducing democratic representation in the city's institutions and introducing a mechanism to vet politicians' loyalty to Beijing. Joe Biden and Xi Jinping held their first phone call as leaders last month and appeared at odds on most issues, even as Xi warned that confrontation would be a disaster for both nations.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Protesters demanding the end of the military junta in Myanmar kept up their momentum on Friday despite a heavy death toll the previous day, when police opened fire on crowds in a number of cities. In Mandalay, about 2,000 people marched through the city calling for the restoration of democracy and the release of civilian leaders. Meanwhile, in Yangon, riot police fired tear gas as they moved to disperse a protest against the coup. Myanmar has been roiled by protests, strikes, and other acts of civil disobedience since the military toppled Aung San Suu Kyi's civilian government just as it was about to start its second term. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow and the S&P closing higher, but the Nasdaq closing lower. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.